"Runes, please take the Dean's hat off for him, will you?" said Ridcully. "I assure you," the hat came off. Something long and greasy, and very nearly the same pointy shape, flopped forward. "Dean," said Ridcully, eventually, "what have you done to your hair? It looks like a spike at the front, and a duck's arse, excuse my clatching, at the back. And it's all shiny."
"Lord, that'd be the bacon smell," said the lecturer.
"That's true," said Ridcully. "But what about the floral smell?"
"Mumble, mumble, 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 lavender, mumble, mumble, mumble," said the Dean sullenly.
"Pardon, Dean?"
"I said it's because I added lavender oil," said the Dean loudly, "and some of us happen to think it's a nifty hairstyle, thank you so very much. Your trouble, Arch-Chancellor, is that you don't understand people of our age."
"What? You mean 7 months older than me?" said Ridcully. This time the Dean hesitated.
"What did I just say?" he said.
"Have you been taking dried frog pills, old chap?" said Ridcully.
"Of course not, they're for the mentally unstable," said the Dean.
"Ah, there's the trouble, then." The curtain went up, or rather was jerkily pulled aside. The band with Roxin blinked in the torchlight. No one clapped. On the other hand, no one threw anything, either. By drum standards, this was a hearty welcome. Ridcully saw a tall, curly-headed young man clutching what looked like an undernourished guitar, or possibly a banjo that had been used in a fight. Beside him was a dwarf holding a battle horn. At the rear was a troll, hammer in each paw, seated behind a pile of rocks. And to one side was the librarian, standing in front of... Ridcully leaned forward. What appeared to be the skeleton of a piano, balanced on some beer kegs. The boy looked paralysed by the attention. He said,
"Hello, Ankh-Morpork."
And this amount of conversation apparently having exhausted him, he started to play. It was a simple little rhythm, one that you might easily have ignored if you'd met it in the street. It was followed by a sequence of crashing chords, and then Ridcully realised it hadn't been followed by the chords because the rhythm was there all the time, which was impossible. No guitar could be played like that. The dwarf blew a sequence of notes on the horn. The troll picked up the beat. The librarian brought both hands down upon the piano keyboard, apparently at random. Ridcully had never heard such a din. And then, it wasn't a din anymore. It was like that nonsense about white light that the young wizards in the High Energy Magic Building went on about. They said that all the colours together made up white, which was bloody nonsense as far as Ridcully was concerned, because everyone knew that if you mixed up all the colours you could get your hands on, you got a sort of greeny-brown mess, which certainly wasn't any kind of white. But now he had a vague idea what they meant. All this noise, this mess of music, suddenly came together, and there was a new music inside it. The Dean's quiff was quivering. The whole crowd was moving. Ridcully realised his foot was tapping. He stamped on it with his other foot. Then he watched the troll carry the beat and hammer the rocks until the walls shook. The librarian's fingers swooped along the keyboard. Then his toes did the same. And all the time the guitar hooted and screamed and sang out the melody. The wizards were bouncing in their seats and twirling their fingers in the air. Ridcully leaned over to the bursar and screamed at him.
"What?" shouted the bursar. "I said they've all gone mad except me and you."
"What?
It's the music."
"Yes, it's great," said the bursar, waving his skinny hands in the air.
"And I'm not too certain about you."
Ridcully sat down again and pulled out the thermometer. It was vibrating crazily, which was no help at all. It didn't seem to be able to decide if this was magic or not. He nudged the bursar sharply.
"This ain't magic. This is something else."
"Yeah, you're exactly right."
Ridcully had the feeling that he suddenly wasn't speaking the right language.
"I mean, it's too much."
"Yes,"
Ridcully sighed.
"Is it time for your dried frog pill?"
Smoke was coming out of the stricken piano. The librarian's hands were walking through the keys like Casanunda in a nunnery. Ridcully looked around. He felt all alone. Someone else hadn't been overcome by the music. Satchelmouth had stood up. So had his two associates. They had drawn some knobbly clubs. Ridcully